Hello, it's Alexander Leslie here. I'm chief of Clan Leslie, the honoured clan at the Lochnorman Highland Games, which is taking place in South Carolina in mid-April. I am much looking forward to attending this event and meeting kinsmen and friends and all of the new people that I'll meet at the event. I gather that it's going to be incredibly exciting, and I suppose one of the things which sets it apart is that there will be a real focus on community and indeed history. And I suppose every clan does have history. It's what we rely on for stories and anecdotes and a feeling of community and kinship. And Leslie's are no exception. We have history that stretches back many centuries. We have interesting history from just really 100 years ago. Many people who know the Leslie's, or indeed are Leslie's, will have heard the stories of my ancestor Bartholomew, who came over to Britain around 1066 as the escort to Margaret and was part of the team, I guess, who took Margaret north to avoid William the Conqueror as he invaded from Normandy and introduced essentially Margaret to the court of the king and at Dunfermline, and she became his wife, his queen, and Bartholomew became her champion. And from that story, as you all know, the motto of the Leslie's Grip Fast came, and various other stories about bravery, championship, and all of those things. And Bartholomew indeed was the first governor of Edinburgh Castle. And having been to Budapest and seen the layout and seen where the castle is on this vast volcanic outcrop, I can quite see that it was perhaps my ancestor. I don't know it to be true, but it was perhaps my ancestor who advised the king that Dunfermline was far too flat and accessible to his enemies, and putting the castle on top of this vast volcanic outcrop in Edinburgh would be a far safer bet. But actually, our history goes back further, because it wasn't just Bartholomew who came over from Hungary. It was indeed, our history can be traced back further than that. And Count Walter, who went to Austria from Scotland, Walter Leslie went to Austria from Scotland, wanted to make a name for himself at the court in Austria. And to do that, you had to take, if you will, a resume, a family tree with you that was impressive enough to give you a decent invitation. And what he did was to get a Jesuit priest of that time, about 1690, to write the family tree. And so what the priest managed to find out was that actually the Leslies go back a lot further than Bartholomew and can be traced to really quite close relatives of the Emperor Theodosius back in AD 370. And there's a lovely anecdote about his granddaughter, who was the Leslie ancestor, who was betrothed to a wealthy and very worthy fellow, and she really wanted something a bit more exciting, and in the words of this book, the Loris Lesliana, she sent a ring to a chap called Attila, inviting him to invade the Empire of the West and take her as his wife, which he duly did and caused enormous mayhem and carnage as a result. And he went on to have a few more wives after my ancestor, or our ancestor as Leslie's. And the story has a terribly sad ending, that she ended up in a madhouse in Constantinople, which is currently Istanbul. And he died, sadly, in the hands of a handmaiden. And so I suppose every family, as I say, has enormously interesting history, and the Leslie's are no exception. And our history is full of moments of great heroism. And one which I think is very much in the focus at the moment is the story of the Titanic. Now, the Titanic, actually, the 90th, it's nearly the anniversary, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. It will be in 2012, so it's actually the 98th anniversary, and it will be in the Lochnorman Highland Games. On the 15th of April, the Titanic sank, and my great-grandmother, Noel, Countess of Rothes, was on the Titanic, and she not only survived, but she essentially took control of a lifeboat number 8, together with Abel Seaman Jones, and she made sure that they kept singing and saying prayers and organized the rowing, and she really made it possible for them to reach the Carpathia and be rescued the following morning. And she was dubbed a heroine. She was actually given the plaque of the lifeboat number 8 by Abel Seaman Jones. And many, many stories have been told about her. In those days, of course, you didn't really talk about tragedy. You didn't really express your emotions. And so she never really talked about it, except partially in a letter that she wrote when she got to New York. But it must have been absolutely horrendous and very traumatic for her. And she actually left Leslie House in Fife with flowing auburn hair, so they say, and arrived in New York when she finally got there with grey hair, white hair. And one of the little anecdotes that I think sums up that age for me was when she arrived on the Carpathia and she knew that she and her colleagues in the lifeboat had been saved, she fainted. And it's not surprising with the cold and the hunger and the terror. And she was terribly cross with herself. And once she'd recovered, she refused to go to bed. She actually helped mend clothes and make clothes and make sure that everybody else on board was as safe and well as could be. And I suppose really that is, I like the Titanic story. I like the heroism of it and also the understatedness of it. And it really is a different world. And I think today it's true, too, that we live in a different world. We're now almost in a world of too much sharing. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have all of these new technologies that allow people to share thoughts and almost from every moment of the day. And I think we are in danger of losing our sense of real community and real friendship. And therefore, I think that events like the Loch Norman Highland Games are very important for us to actually meet physically and reconnect and rebuild and build the bonds of kinship and friendship. And so I hope that the games in mid-April in Loch Norman will be a great success. I'm thoroughly looking forward to them, and I hope you will be there. I hope too that I meet you. See you later.